Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer, on demand on the iHeartRadio app. KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Welcome to home, where every week we help you better understand that place where you live. I'm Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer, custom home builder, custom home designer, and your guide to turning your ordinary house into something truly extraordinary. That's what we're all about here. We're taking ordinary homes and making them special through the magic of radio. Through the magic of, good construction, but most importantly, what undergirds it all? Design matters most. We've talked about that. We say it every single week. I say it almost every program. I'm on a mission across this great Northern American continent of ours to establish firmly in the hearts of all of our listeners and every American that design, when it comes to their home, design matters most. We take it for granted in almost every other area that we assume that, you know, when you buy a car, the design is of utmost importance to you. When you buy a toothbrush at the store, when you're comparing toothbrushes, you are comparing the design of those brushes. And yet, when it comes to your home, a new home build or the remodel that you're thinking about, of course you think about, yes, of course you think about how it's designed, but you skip right over that so quickly and make calls to the contractors and get moving on that kind of stuff without having worked through the design. The problem is you are the chief designer, not the guy at the toothbrush store and, not the auto manufacturer. You are in charge of chief design for your home. Therefore, you've got to be the one who is flipping that switch and keeping the pressure on to make sure that it gets designed in just the right way. We've got more of that coming. I've got a couple of just pure design shows set up for you coming very soon here in the spring of this year because we're overdue. We've been taking care of storms and problems and such, kind of putting out fires, as it were. Ooh, I don't want to say that word. I don't want to jinx it for the rest of the year because things are very wet out there. Let's take that win, shall we? We've been dealing with floods and water and leaks and all sorts of stuff. So where are we today? How about we talk about, last weekend we talked about outdoor kitchens. How about today we go over some really important spring cleaning things, right? Now, I know there are those of you who are listening to us across the nation. You're like, it's not time yet, Dean. There's still 7 feet of snow outside my house. I get it. No, I totally get it. But you know that we're turning the corner here very shortly for all of us. And I'm not suggesting that you get out there today and do the sprinkling. But we've got rain coming again on Monday or Tuesday here. But by all means, get out and enjoy your weekend because if you live here in Southern California, we've got 2 days of what's just going to be, in between the rain, gorgeous, cool, sunny weather. Can you smell? I was up since, a little before 5 today, working my tuchus off. The ribs are going. We've got beef ribs, an 8-hour cook going. And if you smell that, if you smell smoke in your house, don't worry. It's just the beef ribs. They're delicious. And a little gathering this afternoon, a little fire pitting, a little adult beverages, and some just gorgeous, slow smoked beef ribs, kind of the stuff that we were talking about last week. I think outdoor kitchens got me thinking, I'm going to smoke some ribs next weekend. So we're going for it. Anyway, today, spring cleaning. That's it's as simple as that. And yet it's something that, that we mess up quite a bit. I'm going to help you see your way through to have your best spring cleaning ever. Okay. If you're listening to the local broadcast right here in Southern California, or you're streaming us live from across the country, or if you've joined in for another episode of the House Whisper on Demand, I am just so glad that you're here. The gang's all here. Sam and David are on the board, along with our live studio audience. There they are. Everybody's excited about being here. Producer Richie is running the show, standing by to take your calls. Misty has taken the day off today. Well-deserved. Anytime she gets time off. By the way, we're going to be going to the phones, maybe spending a little extra time on the phones today. Who knows? But today is your shot. So give us a call. The phone lines are open right now. The number to reach me, 8. Excuse me. 833-2-ASK-DEAN. 833-2-ASK-DEAN. One more time. 833-2-ASK-DEAN. Phone lines are open now. Anything you want to talk about. I'm going to talk spring cleaning. We can talk DIY stuff. We can talk construction issues. We can talk design, of course. Any and all of it. Give us a call. Talk to Richie. He'll pop you in the queue. Saturday mornings, always a great time to take advantage of the fact that so many people are still asleep. And you're up and ready to go. So might as well give me a call. Who knows? We can put our heads together and figure out what's going on with your home today. Brian Berumen at the news desk. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Are you up and ready and everything going okay?
Everything. It's a rare everything going okay day.
Oh, my gosh. I've been stalling here because she's not in here yet. But the truth is, usually sitting across the table from me, in a couple of minutes, she'll be here. My better half, my design partner, my best friend in the world, Tina, of course, is with us this morning. All right. Now would be an excellent time to indulge in a warm comfort beverage. There it is right there. Go ahead. Just sit back, keep breathing. It's going to be a gorgeous day. Just listen to the sound of my voice. I'm right here with you. Everything is awesome. So let's get to it, shall we? Spring cleaning right here in Southern California. I'm so glad you joined me this morning. There's so much more to come. You're home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisper. KFI. Dean Sharp, the House Whisper. You're listening to Home, where every week we help you better understand that place where you live. I just can't get over the fact that I can see a little bit of light in the sky. I cannot get over the fact that it's just going to be another gorgeous day today. I know some of you are already thinking about the rain. Come on. Come on. Stop it. Why are you spending all your time thinking about negative things? Why you always got to find a problem with the day? Okay? Listen, today is going to be cool, like in the 60s. The sun is going to be out. Tina's here, by the way. She slipped in while we were finishing up the last break there. Say good morning to everybody. Get everybody off of their little sourpuss attitude.
Who's being a sourpuss?
I don't know. I can just feel them out there.
It's going to be gorgeous today.
It is going to be gorgeous today.
Oh, and my elephant.
Yeah. And there's ribs. There's ribs smoking in the backyard right
I
now.
I know. Mm.
Early morning ribs. Well, we're not going to eat them. We're going to eat them, you know, later. In the afternoon. What are you shushing me for? They're not, he's not listening.
That's true.
It's for our friend. It's a birthday party celebration that he doesn't know about. He's not listening to this. He's not listening. If he's up right now, he's at work. He's not listening to the show. All right. Hey, I want to hear what's going on with your home today. In just a bit, we're going to go to the phones. If we have callers, because that's the other thing. Come on, let's talk. The lines are open now. Now's your chance. Jump into the queue. I'm always very straight and honest with you. When I first started this, they're like, yeah, don't ever say that there aren't any calls because people might not think anybody's listening to the show. I know we only have 12 listeners. On Saturday mornings, 11, because one of them sleeps in late. I'm just reminding you. No, usually I just have to nudge everybody. I'm just letting you know the phone lines are open. We got plenty of room for you. We're going to be going to the phones in just a bit. So, roll the dice. Today, your best chance of getting through. 833-2-ASK-DEAN. 833-2-ASK-DEAN. One more time. 833-2-ASK-DEAN. All right. Spring cleaning. Does anybody in Southern California really do spring cleaning? Well, that's the question I was asked by Bill Handel on Wednesday morning, because he's not really connected to the way that normal people live their lives. And no, granted, we don't do spring cleaning the way y'all do across the rest of the nation, i.e., you know, in colder, harsher climates, because, of course, you know, we are not locked up tight in our homes for months and months throughout winter, finding things just getting stuffy and muddy and dirty and layers and needing to throw the windows open and air out the house. But we've had quite of a winter of our own here. Still a Southern California winter, but nevertheless. The point is, everybody is itching to get outside by the time spring rolls around, especially if you live in a place where outside is so gorgeous most of the time. So yeah, it's time to talk spring cleaning. And I've got a few other things, spring cleaning and maintenance thrown in together for you. So how do we start? The best spring cleaning advice you will ever hear. 2 points. Are you ready? I know it's a little early for you to take notes, but this one's easy to remember. Number one. This used to be number two, by the way, but it's gotten to be such a problem that now it's number one. Number one, be careful getting advice on the internet. Yeah. Yeah. Spring cleaning advice. There are gabillions of videos out there on YouTube and TikTok showing you exactly what to do to clean your windows, clean your tile, clean your stone countertops. Just stop and beware. I was going to say buyer beware, but they're all free, so... The point is that, you know, everything has its price. please be careful. I would say easily, without exaggerating, over half of the stuff out there has something fundamentally wrong or useless in it. And some of it's just downright dangerous. On the useless department, let's identify maybe the one big deal that I see so often. We'll just put this myth to bed. We covered this a while back. I forget which show we were doing, but anyway, it's worth repeating. Your home cleaning products, right? Vinegar, fantastic. Vinegar is a fantastic cleaner. Tina and I probably use it more than any other food-based home product, just because vinegar has an acid in it, an acetic. It's called acetic acid. It's a very, very super mild acid, but it is a fantastic cleaning solution, deodorizer, you name it. And then baking soda, another fantastic cleaning product, right? You can mix it with water. You make a paste out of it. It has some amazing properties. Tons of internet videos showing you mix a little baking soda with vinegar. Oh, look at that fizzing, bubbling action. That's the kind of stuff that really lifts off grease and grime and baked on. No. Do you know what's happening when you see baking soda and vinegar bubbling up and reacting together? Here's what's happening. They are neutralizing each other. They are literally making each other completely ineffective at their jobs. Okay, the baking soda is reacting with the acid in the vinegar. The acid in the vinegar is reacting with the alkaline in the baking soda, and they are now completely useless. Now they have one critically important purpose: baking soda and vinegar together, and that is making a lava flow in your child's, science fair volcano, all right? They do that really, really well. So mix them together for that. But when it comes to cleaning, take all those videos and just shove them. Just forget about them, okay? By itself, baking soda, fantastic. By itself, vinegar, fantastic. And when I say by itself, I mean either one added with water, not a problem. But together, it's a myth. It's a myth. It's a phenomenological myth. Phenomenological meaning, because you see something exciting happening in front of you, you assume that exciting thing is cleaning action. It's not. It's not. I think this goes all the way back, I don't know, for some of us, like back into the 70s. Remember those, I don't even remember the product. Remember the product that it used to advertise, scrubbing bubbles, scrubbing bubbles.
Soft scrub.
No, it wasn't soft scrub.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, this was way before soft scrub. Scrubbing, but you know, like you would spray it on your
and those cute little animated bubbles.
Yeah, a little bubble guy. They had hard hats on and they were, anyway. I think that idea of scrubbing bubbles, anytime we see something fizzing, we just assume, oh, that must be clean. It's not. All right. So that's rule number one. Take to heart getting advice on the internet. Rule number two. Oh, hang tight. We'll talk about that when we return. You're home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer.
You're listening to Home with Dean Sharp on demand from KFI AM 640.
KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. You are home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. That's me. Good Saturday morning to you. The sky is starting to lighten up. And as I suspected, it's going to be a gorgeous day. Hope you've got some fun plans for today. If not, start thinking about it now, but not before you spend some time with us here thinking about spring cleaning. I also want to hear what's going on with your home today. So coming up next segment, we are going to go to the phones. The phone lines are open now. Still, we have room. We got some calls, but we've got room. We got room for you. The number to reach me, 833-2-ASK-DEAN. 833-2-ASK-DEAN. Anything you want to talk about. Doesn't have to be spring cleaning. Anything regarding your home. Construction issue, design question, DIY concern, what have you. Anything at all. 833-2-ASK-DEAN. Give us a call. We'll figure it out together. All right. The rules. The two most important piece of a spring cleaning advice that you're ever going to hear. Number one, we already covered, be careful getting advice on the interweb. Yeah. Yeah. You should just know, if you don't know that by now, just in general, and yet millions of people duped every day by all sorts of stuff on the web. So when it comes to your home, please, there are some fantastic references out there, but just be careful. Do your research. Don't just take it at face value. You know, and when it comes to cleaning, okay, fine. Yeah, so maybe the advice doesn't work, but maybe the advice does damage. That's my concern. I don't want you to mess anything up in your house. The second most important piece of advice you're ever going to hear used to be number one, but the internet, as always, just shoves everything out of the way. The second one is this. If you're going to take on the project or the responsibility of cleaning your house yourself, which most of us do, then by all means, learn to clean like a pro, okay? Learn to clean like a pro. In other words, adopt the techniques that professionals use when they are cleaning the exact same things that you're attempting to clean. There is a professional cleaning process for every single area, surface, and thing in your home. Learn what the pros do. And believe me, the reason I say that is not to, you know, put a larger burden on you and to make you go to more effort. No, it's just the opposite. The reason I say that is because I want you to have a better time at it. I want you to be more successful at cleaning your house, okay? So learn to clean things like the pros do. Pros have very, very specific processes that they go through. And as a result, if we were to emulate those, we'll find that same success. I'll give you a perfect example. I'm only going to just scratch the surface on it. And then we're going to come back when we come back to the topic and go a little deeper. But windows, I know. And I know how you feel about windows. I feel the same way. I love windows. I would live in a glass house if I could. Okay. But cleaning the glass? Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's the way it is, right? You want the very thing that you don't want to take care of. windows on the inside, you know, not that big of a deal. Whatever. Get out the Windex and a paper towel. Fine. Fine. He says that begrudgingly for interior window surfaces. But here's the thing. Friends don't let friends clean windows with paper towels on the outside of the house. You just don't. Don't let me catch you standing outside your house with a wad of paper towels and a can of Windex, okay? It's not how it's done. It's not the best way to clean those windows. And it's just incredibly frustrating. The Windex does not make the window wet enough to really get all the grime off. And the paper towel is just, as you well know, is just smooshing it around, just spreading it around. The first three or four full attempts is just to get enough stuff off the window to actually start cleaning. And then there's the streaking and all of that kind of stuff. I don't mean you taking your clothes off and running down the street like a mad person because you can't get your windows clean. I mean streaks on your windows. So the point is this. There is a professional way to clean windows, a technique that pros use. They do it fast. They do it efficiently. It works. It works every time. And it's simple. And you need to learn what that is. And will we talk about that? Yes, we will when we return to this topic. But right now, just on the other side of the break, we're going to the phones. How's that? All right. You're home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. Are you shimmying over there? Is that what you're doing? What would you call that?
Sashaying.
A sachet?
I don't know.
What?
I just grabbed that out of the air.
I think you're kind of shimmy.
Some smooth jazz.
Oh my gosh. now you make me regret asking you. Tina was enjoying the bumper music. I'll just put it that way. She often does. I often look up and there she is, just kind of, but that particular, that was like an early morning kind of, I don't know what it was.
Kind epileptic of seizure?
Swaying. No, it was just a gentle swaying, a rhythmic swaying from side to side. All right, never mind. KFI, Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer at your service. Welcome home. Thanks for joining us on the program this morning. We know that you have other choices. Actually, you don't, right? Who else is talking to you at this early in the morning? Thanks for being here. We always try and make it worth your while. We're talking spring cleaning today. Lots of tips and advice along those lines. But the time has come to go to the phones and take your calls. So let us do just that, shall we? Let's see. Bump it a bump, 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 bump. Michelle, I want to talk to Michelle. Hey, Michelle, welcome home.
Hey, I'm in the process of renovating an apartment, and some of the windows are double paned, and so there's like a moisture in the middle, and then there's like this kind of smoky look inside. Is there a way to clean that?
No, ma'am, there is not. There, a dual glazed window, the glass units, they are called IGUs, insulated glass units. They are a unit unto themselves. When there is any kind of moisture of any size, and I don't know about the smokiness, but I'll tell you this, but any kind of moisture, condensation inside the glass unit, it means that the IGU seal has failed. Now it doesn't mean that, that you tear out the whole window. It just means that that unit has to be replaced. It can't be replaced on site as in just the glass company bringing out a couple of pieces of glass, because the whole point of the insulated glass unit, number one, it doesn't have air inside. It has a gas, usually argon gas inside. Number two, it has to be factory sealed in a controlled zero moisture room so that when you take it out into the real world and it gets cold and it gets hot and then it gets cold again, we don't have any kind of moisture condensating on the inside of the glass where you can't get to it. And that's what you're experiencing. So when the IGU, the insulated glass unit, fails, when the seal fails, then moisture gets up inside. Now, that'll go away. It'll go away sometimes, like in, you know, the heat of summer. It just kind of goes away. That's because it's hot and it's dry and there's no big temperature variation here in Southern California. And as a result, you don't see the moisture. But especially during the spring, where we can have wide swings from cold to warmer temperature, you're going to see the moisture inside condensate on the inside of the glass. And so, yeah, it's a failed unit. And whichever ones are doing that to you, there's no rectifying that except replacing them. And they have to be ordered from the factory.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Makes sense. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You are so welcome, Michelle. I'm sorry that you got that going on with those windows. But yeah, call a glass company or window repair company. And get different, you know, again, bid it out. Get two or three estimates for that, because it's not just a foregone conclusion that, oh, it's going to cost exactly this much. Everybody's got their price points along the way. Okay. Let's talk to Steve. Hey, Steve, welcome home.
Hey, Dean, how you doing? Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're very welcome, sir. How can I help you?
I'm getting ready to insulate my attic, and I've heard a couple different things about them. You can do a radiant heat, and that comes in, sometimes it comes in panels, sometimes it's sprayed on. I like to also do the garage because it's connected to the house. Would that be a good idea to do both of them?
It's never a bad idea to add insulation. I am the king of advocating for insulation. I think insulation is one of the most important things that we can do to the house. Now, the garage is technically not a conditioned space, but you're right. It's connected to the house. And so, you know, insulating the garage only helps whatever is going on inside the garage not to migrate into the rest of the house, be it extreme cold or you know, heavy temperatures. So always, always a good idea to insulate the garage. And the attic, it's a foregone conclusion that the attic is the primary of, if you only could insulate one thing, only, then do it absolutely in the attic. Now, when you're talking about attic insulation, what's the condition of your attic right now?
Well, right now it has like R factor 19 in it only. And it's been, the house was built back in 1980 or 78. I live in the desert in Las Vegas. So
I got you.
It's pretty well beat down. Now, I had a company come out and tell me that what they would do is they would put radiant insulation up against the roof, the inside of the roof, and also do a second layer on top of the house itself, on top of the living areas. Now, I don't know what that means. He said it would, doubling up the R19 would make it like an R38 factor. And then on the radiant insulation, I looked it up online, and they have different kinds. They've got the spray-on foam, and they've got the panels. So I don't know what would be the best, because I'm not, I did home building back in the 70s, but I haven't been up there in a while. So I don't know which way to go.
Okay, so as far as the radiant barrier is concerned, that's what it's called. It's a foil barrier, you know, shiny on one side, dull, relatively dull on the other. spray-on insulation, very expensive, the most expensive kind of stuff. And I don't think in your situation it's really warranted. I mean, of course you could do it, but I wouldn't. The panels in which the radiant barrier is actually attached to the panels, that we normally do when we're re-roofing the house or re-sheeting the house, okay? That would be like these days in a new build when we're actually putting the deck sheeting on the top of the rafters and we actually use material that already has radiant barrier attached to the bottom side of it and just go ahead and just, you know, kind of kill two birds with one stone as far as sheeting the roof before we put the roofing material on. So I wouldn't recommend doing that on the bottom side of your attic rafters because it's just a lot of hassle and expense just to get the radiant barrier up. Radiant barrier comes in rolls and it can be rolled out and stapled to the bottom of your rafters. That's what I would recommend if you're going to do radiant barrier. Just do the rolls and staple it to the bottom side of your rafters and just kind of wrap it in an envelope. It'll go quicker. It's way less expensive. And then you get your radiant barrier effectiveness. Now, it's not insulation. It is a infrared barrier that helps keep the house warm in the winter and cooler in the summer. The key to that process, so this is my way of saying, it sounds like your insulation company has got the right approach here. The key is thickening up and blanketing out that R19 in the attic and get it to at least R30. And I prefer blown in. I don't know if you've got bats or not up there, Steve, but I prefer blown in insulation because we want to seal off every airspace whatsoever. We don't want gaps in between the insulation rolls. You can keep the bats. If you have bats there now, keep them. Just use blown in on top of the whole thing so that it gets all the way to the edge of the roof, all the way covering everything, just like you are waterproofing a boat. You don't want any holes, no air space in between. So thicken that up, a little radiant barrier rolls on the bottom of the rafters. I think you're good to go, my friend. So it's a good recommendation. That would be the right approach. All right, y'all, when we come back, more of your calls. You're home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. This has been Home with Dean Sharp, the House Whisperer. Tune into the live broadcast on KFI AM 640 every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 Pacific Time and every Sunday morning from 9 to noon Pacific Time or anytime on demand on the iHeart Radio app.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.